Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Me'ilah, Perik Hei, Mishnah Aleph. And ahen, if someone has a Noah, Shava Pruta, with a shear of a Pruta, that's how much a Noah he had. That's how much that Hanah would be valued at. Min a Hegdish from Hegdish, Avopi Shaloi Paga. Even though he didn't do anything that made the Hegdish worse, there's no dent in the Hegdish. But while there's still Me'ilah, Divi Rabbi Akiva, as he held Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, "Kol davar sheyesh bo pgam." If I have a chepetz of hegdish, when you use it, it's not as good as it was before you used it. Even if you use it a lot of times, but loy moil, there's no actual mila an sheyivgar until you can look at this keli and say, "This is now worth a pruta less." V'chol davar she'ein bo pgam, then there are things that, as many times as you use it, it doesn't get worth less. So then, kima shenahena, as soon as he has hana for shavar pruta, mal he is moyol behegdish, even though there was no pgam in it. Really, everybody agrees that you're chayav on hegdish for having hana from hegdish, even if you didn't do any damage to hegdish by having hana from it. And everyone agrees, if it's the type of thing that does get worn out, then you're chayav only when you wear it down a pruta. So where then is the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? So the Gemara explains, as the Batanura is masbid over here, bilavusha metziya, with the middle lavush. The jacket that you would wear, let's say that's the outside lavush. Your shirt, let's say that's the middle lavush, and your undershirt is the inside lavush. The jacket is something that's considered an item that wears down. You walk with it on the street, you rub against the wall. It's not the same jacket. The undershirt, also. You start sweating, it's not the same undershirt. The shayla is only the shirt that's in between the undershirt and the outside jacket. Eventually, you can tell a used shirt. But it doesn't happen right away. It's not like the first time you wear it, it's bound to be worth less. So do I consider this something that wears down or not? Now remember, this is tricky. If it doesn't wear down, then you're chayiv right away. Anything that's not going to lose its value, you're chayiv just for having enough from Hegdish. If it's something that will lose its value, you're only chayiv when you wear it down by a shava pruta. So what's the din with this middle lavush, this shirt? Rabbi Akiva says, well, it doesn't get ruined right away, even though eventually it does. Therefore, it's considered like something that has no pagam, that does not get ruined right away. And you are moyel behegdish in this shirt once you have a nova shava pruta. Once we consider you wore the shirt long enough, that that's considered a nova shava pruta. The Rabbanan hold, wait a second. True, the shirt's not like the outside jacket or the undershirt that right away gets worn down, but eventually it does. And therefore, it's considered something which does wear down, and Mimele, you would not be moil behegdish until taka, it's worth less than a pruta because of the fact that you wore it. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Ketzad. The Chachamim, they give examples. What's called a dover she'ein boi pegam? Nosna katla bitzavora. Katla is a chain, like a necklace. It's called katla. Maybe you remember from the Sech de Shabbos because they used to wear it very tight. So this lady puts this on her neck, bitzavora. Or Tabas biyada, a golden ring that belongs to Hegdish on her hand. Or shasasa, she drank bekais shelzav, the golden kais that belongs to Hegdish. These are all cases of things that don't get worn down. Jewelry doesn't get worn down when you wear it. A kais doesn't get worn down. A golden kais doesn't get worn down when you drink from it. Mime, lakivan shenahenis, once she has hana, the value of a pruta, mo'ala, she's moil behegdish. Remember the rule. If it doesn't get worn down, then one is moil behegdish right away. By the way, like, how do you figure this out, whether you had hana of a pruta or not? Zokta Batanura, how much would one lady pay another one to borrow her necklace to wear it by a simcha so she'll feel good about it? Well, that's the shear that you would have to pay to hegdish. How much a person would pay for that? She'd have to pay the karen plus a chaimish and the karben mila. Vaitra Zokta Mishnah. Lavash, let's say this person put on bichaluk. This person wore a Hegdish shirt. Kisa b'talis, or he covered himself with a Hegdish talis. Talis is the outer garment. The shirt over here would mean like an undershirt that he wears directly on his skin. Bika b'kardim, or he chopped wood with a Hegdish axe. Being that these are items that do get worth less when you use it. So loy mo'al, as we explained, there's no mi'ila atche yivgan, until he actually causes at least a pruta's worth of downgrading, of damage to this particular thing. And even Rabbi Akiva would agree. Because again, when we say shirt, we mean the shirt that's directly on his skin. Vayter says the Mishnah. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, tolash min hachatas. This person plucked hair from a karma chatas. Zakt batnur, we're talking about a chatas that was a balas mum. Right now, the only thing we can do with it is redeem it. So it's called a davar sheyesh by pegam. Because if you're plucking out hair, it's worth less. So Hegdish is going to lose when you redeem it. That's the reason that the Mishnah says, Tolash min achatas kashi chayiv, someone plucks the hair from a chatas balmum while it is alive, loy moal. There is no mi'ila, he wasn't moal behegdish, ad sheyivgarn. Until the damage that he did is at least a pruta. It's the same as the inside shirt, the outside jacket, the axe, these things. They get ruined, there's no mila until it goes down a pruta. Now, if this wasn't a balas mum, if it was a chatas tamima, so really plucking out a drop of wool or hair doesn't change anything, because it's just as roy to be makriv on the mizbeach with the hair as without the hair. So that would be like a kais shel zav, like the golden kais. It's a davar she'ein by pagam, and he would have hanah right away, even if there's no pruta. But if it's a chatas balas mum, he rips out here when it's alive. So again, lo moal ad sheyivgan, there's no mila until he's actually poigim. Kishehi meisa, if he plucks the hair from this animal after it's dead, so once the chatas died, you can't be paid. It has no value. Memeila kimashin hena moal. As soon as he has hana, he's moal behegdish. Even if you can't say that this is a shava pruta worth of damage, the chatas that died, there's nothing you can do with it. You can't redeem it. What are you going to do with it when you redeem it? Feed it to the dogs? You can't do it. Ein poidim es hegdish lachilon leklavim. So once it died, explains about tenor, it really makes no difference whether it's a chatas tamima, without a mum, or a balas mum. Okay, so the main yesod of our Mishnah is that if it's the type of item which doesn't get worse when you use it, like jewelry or a golden cup, so as soon as you're ma'al b'hegdish, as soon as you have a hana that's worth a pruta, even if there's no damage, there's no devaluation, it's not worth any less, it doesn't make a difference. You had a hana from a pruta, you're ma'al b'hegdish. Something that does get ruined when you use it, the outside coat, clothes that touches your skin, an axe every time you chop with it, it gets chipped away at. Over here, there's no mila until it goes down a shava pruta. We have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, and that would be in regard to something that doesn't get ruined right away. But sooner or later, it'll start going down a value, like the middle clothing. The outside clothing is considered something when you wear it, it rubs against the outside. Clothing that's on your skin, the sweat, that's something that is considered an item that goes down a value when you wear it. But there's the middle clothing between the outside and the inside one. Eventually, it's not going to be the same if you wear it. But it takes time. Rabbi Akiva says, if right away there's no damage, it's only eventually, it's considered something that doesn't go down, and as soon as you wear it, you're ma'al behegdish, as soon as you have hana shava pruta, I should say. And the Rabbanan say, no. Being that eventually it does go down in value, then it has the halacha of the items like the axe, then until it goes down in value a shava pruta, not just you had enough from a shava pruta, until it goes down in value a shava pruta, you wouldn't be moel behegdish. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, if someone plucks a hair from a chatas balas mum and it's alive, being that what can hegdish do with the balas mum, it has to be redeemed, and now it could be worth less when you redeem it, so you'd have to be poigim a shava pruta. But after the chatas is no longer alive, there's nothing hegdish can do with it anyway. So it's not considered something that goes down in value. And therefore, as soon as he has hana from it, a shava pruta, he's ma'al behegdish.